Listening practice 2. Listen to a podcast about starting a new festival in Hong Kong. As you listen, complete the note sheet below and on the next page. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Hi there, it's Daniel Curtis here again, and with me on Breakfast with Daniel this morning are two guests, both from a special committee that has just been set up to start a new festival in Hong Kong. I'm pleased to have with me Dr. Rose Leung, who is a member of the Hong Kong Tourism Board. Welcome, Dr. Leung.
Good morning, Daniel. Glad to be here.
And also with me is Jessica Kwan.
Hello.
Now, Jessica is an undergraduate student at the Hong Kong Polytechnic University. And what is it that you're studying, Jessica?
Tourism and events management.
Oh yes, tourism and events management. Now let's start with you, Dr. Leung. You've been appointed the chairperson of this special committee, which was set up quite recently.
Yes, it was set up in mid-June.
Right. Would you like to tell us about that?
Certainly. Well, as you say, it's a special committee which we set up to start a new festival in Hong Kong.
OK. Now, many of our listeners may wonder, why do we need a new festival, since we already have so many in Hong Kong?
It's true that people in Hong Kong celebrate both Chinese and Western festivals, but we think that a new festival will add excitement to Hong Kong and boost tourism.
All right. That makes sense. We need to make our city an attractive destination so that more tourists will come.
That's right.
So what do you have in mind?
We want to start an autumn festival in Hong Kong.
Wait, we've got the Mid-Autumn Festival in Hong Kong. Is it going to be similar to that, with mooncakes, shining lanterns and all that?
No, it's not. The one we have in mind has nothing to do with the Mid-Autumn Festival. The autumn festival that we're promoting will last for the entire month of November. As you know, the weather in November is very nice, and it's the best time to visit Hong Kong. We've got beautiful country parks, so we want to create a festival that celebrates the changing colours of nature.
Many people go to Japan or Korea to see the changing colours of the autumn leaves.
Yes, that's right. But people do not realise that we have beautiful autumn leaves in Hong Kong too. They don't have to go overseas to see the autumn colours.
I really love the idea of an autumn festival. I mean, our country parks have so much to offer to visitors too. Dr. Leung, I know that you want to make a special announcement.
Yes, that's right. Our special committee is now looking for more people. I mean more members of the general public, to take part in the planning process. So I am here to ask your listeners if they would be interested in getting involved in planning and organising the Autumn Festival. They can become members of our special committee.
Can it be anyone?
Well, there are going to be three groups of people in the special committee. Government representatives, students and the general public. What is the exact number that we're looking for, Jessica?
We're looking for 7 students and 10 members of the general public.
Great. So, is it open to all secondary school students in Hong Kong?
It is open only to senior form secondary school students and university students.
Senior form secondary school students? You mean students who are studying in Form 4 or above?
Yes, that's right.
And what about the members of the general public? Any age limits?
Well, if you want to apply for the general public group, you must be retired.
Retired?
I suppose that's the age limit. So you're looking for retirees only?
Yes.
Why?
Because they have more time than people who are working full-time. There will be many meetings.
Ah, you mean retirees have more time to attend meetings?
Well, yes, and they have more life experience to offer.
Ah, OK. And what kind of person are you looking for?
We're looking for two qualities in all the applicants.
That's right.
We're looking for someone who knows the country parks of Hong Kong well.
Ah, I see. So that they can share knowledge of Hong Kong's country parks.
Yes, and the second quality is that they must love nature.
So, how do we apply? And when's the deadline?
Jessica, do you have the details?
Yes, I do. Applications are open now, and they should submit the application online. The deadline is the 31st of July.
So, we should apply online, and the deadline is the last day of July. OK, thank you very much for coming into my podcast this morning.
That is the end of Listening Practice 2. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.